Perhaps you heard, since it made a big splash yesterday, which is, of course, what McDonald's wants, as much as McDonald's spends on advertising and marketing, anytime it can get extra free marketing, it does, which is what this is. But I do it for a reason. You know, we never just do anything to do. There's always a reason why. I want to make sure that you are aware, especially if you are an adult, since McDonald's is actually targeting adults with this announcement because of a special relationship, as they say, to the memories that last a lifetime for adults now that they had for kids growing up in some of the McDonald's characters. So what this is all about is McDonald's has teamed up with Cactus Plant Flea Market.
Huh?
Well, that was my first reaction too. Maybe you're aware, Pat Johnston, of Cactus Plant Flea Market more than I am. I don't know. Apparently been around since 2015 when it was first introduced online at cactusplantfleamarket.com and involves the designs of the elusive Cynthia Lou.
Maybe that was regional in the southwest part of the country. No cactus around here.
Well, it's all over now. It's the major appeal of the brand, as it's been described. I did some research as much as I could. As it's described here, a major appeal of the brand is its fluid and eccentric combinations of playful graphic imagery, screen print at play, with unique designs, melting yellow smiley faces and puff print phrases that have become a signature look designed for hats, hoodies, headbands, long sleeve shirts, and tees, a staple of streetwear.
So what does this have to do with cheeseburgers?
We'll get there.
Okay.
It's now actually gone, though. It's started to go in other ways, not just streetwear. Continues to be a forerunner of streetwear, Cactus Plant Flea Market. But also, they have recently been involved in designing motocross racing gear. They also are working with the Rolling Stones for some touring gear. And it's had work done with Nike for a couple of years now. So it's become a bit more popular than just in the streetwear, if you will.
Gotcha.
Well, of course, now this is for a younger generation, which, of course, what McDonald's would love to have, that connection.
Yeah.
And so McDonald's has announced a relationship. The designing of Cactus Plant Flea Market Happy Meals. It starts with the Happy Meal box, totally redesigned. Again, they're striving to get the adults today to remember their memories that they had of Happy Meals as a kid, because not only will you get the meal, but you get a prize inside. The prizes that include characters such as Grimace and the Hamburglar and Birdie. Three characters that really, I mean, when's the last time that McDonald's featured Grimace and the Hamburglar?
1989.
Yeah, it's been a while.
For adults today, those were characters that you associated with McDonald's growing up.
Yep.
They were the face of McDonald's as far as any advertising. And so, as McDonald's says, we're taking one of the most nostalgic McDonald's experiences and repackaging it in a new way that's hyper-relevant for our adult fans today. Okay.
Gotcha.
Oh, fine. Here is the key I want you to be aware. This is the design of Cactus Plant Flea Market. And again, they do things a little bit differently than regular designs. So if you're going to get your Happy Meal thinking that, oh, I'm going to have a little fun with my Grimace or my Hamburglar or Birdie, it's going to look a little different in one way. And I don't know if this is what Cactus Plant Flea Market does with other imagery, but here are the images of Hamburglar, Grimace, and Birdie, along with a Cactus Plant character himself. But what do you notice about these images that stands out to you right away?
Am I eyes blurry?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Looks like I'm seeing four eyes.
Yes.
Okay.
Each character has four eyes.
Four eyes.
And they're not wearing glasses, if I can use an old joke. But no, there are the regular eyes, and on top of the regular eyes, there are two more eyes on each character.
Better put some progressive lenses on them.
Yeah, I don't know why. Again.
Yeah, why four eyes?
Not knowing all of what Cactus Plant Flea Market is all about. Maybe that's part of the signature style, the signature imagery.
I see.
Somebody else would have to. But I didn't want our adults today thinking that they get what they would presume to be the quote-unquote regular-looking. I mean, it is Grimace. It is Hamburglar, but
it is.
It's a little weird looking.
True, true. So this is for the kids. Now, the adults, you can't go up and get a Happy Meal, can you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
intended for adults.
This is intended for adults. Yes.
These are adult Happy Meals.
Mm-hmm.
Adult, yes. They're intended because they want you to have that memory of your childhood of enjoying Grimace and Hamburglar.
Oh, my.
I didn't want any of our listeners to be shocked if they pull one of those out and go, "Buh." That's not the way I remember Grimace.
Yeah, right.
Or Hamburglar with four eyes. These are going to be available at McDonald's restaurants, the drive-through delivery, or through the app starting October 3rd, so while supplies last. So that's next Monday.
So what about the food? What do you get in that Happy Meal?
You get, it's going to be your choice, a Big Mac or 10-piece chicken McNuggets along with fries and drink.
Ah, okay.
So it's, you know, kind of like what the kids get. You know, you get the food, but you get the prize. But this is the prizes were intended for the adults remembering the characters. Cause the kids wouldn't know these characters today, would they?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. why I did. I want to make sure you're aware.
This is a Happy Meal for adults.
We will put a link up on the Morning Team Show page, and we'll put a picture of the image so you can see for yourself and then decide if you want to have Cactus Plant Flea Market Grimace, and Hamburglar.
If you really need to see Grimace, everybody, just go to YouTube and watch the old commercials. They're right there.
Because that's the way you remember Grimace.
Yes, that's there. You don't need a toy.
Well,
okay.
Some adults might see it as a collectible.
I do.
Just want to make sure you know what you're collecting.
Yeah.